Peter, it is a sea of red out there when it comes to global markets, down again today on concerns of a slowing Chinese economy and sagging oil prices.
That's right, and this comes a week after China surprised investors by devaluing its currency. And new economic numbers from China show the country's manufacturing is at a six-year low. Mike Regan is an editor for Bloomberg News. He joins us from New York. And Mike, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Sure. So we've been covering this turbulence in China for a while now, but what's going on right now?
Well, you know, as you said, the factory data today was the weakest since 2009, and it's the latest in a string of sort of troubling economic numbers out of China. Their exports dropped pretty dramatically, and that was sort of the last data point before they devalued their currency. And the idea with devaluing your currency is that if you make a currency cheaper, it makes your exports cheaper to other countries that want to buy them. And it's kind of having this big ripple effect across the markets. Vietnam is devaluing its currency. Mm-hmm. Kazakhstan devalued its. And a lot of the currencies that aren't pegged to the dollar or another currency and trade in the free markets, they're taking a big hit too, because you know, generally, emerging market currencies across the board are taking a big hit on the idea that the U.S. dollar will strengthen as the Federal Reserve raises interest rates. So China is obviously, it's the second biggest economy in the world. It's one of the most important trading partners to just about every country on the planet. So any number like this that comes out showing that factory production is contracting, that exports are shrinking, it sort of makes for a bearish picture about the whole global economy.
Well, exactly. And that's what I wanted to ask you. I mean, does this mean that not only people in China, but people around the world are consuming less? And that in and of itself is actually a major problem.
It is, yeah. And it's, you know, the U.S. is sort of a bright spot, but it's kind of the cleanest shirt in the hamper, as they say. You know, it's the U.S. is still expected to grow this year, 2.5%. Which is not blockbuster growth by any means, but this slowdown in China really begs the question, well, are those estimates for the growth in the U.S. too optimistic?
Mm. Well, speaking of the U.S., the Dow closed yesterday its biggest plunge since November 2011. It's all related, so put that into perspective for us.
Right. So China is obviously the biggest catalyst here. There's sort of other things going on, too. The stock market in the U.S. has just had this incredible run over, the last 6 years. And there's been a lot of people chasing what they call momentum. It's a strategy buying the best performing stocks and on the bet that they'll keep performing well. So you have, companies like Facebook and Netflix and Amazon and Google that have really been driving returns in the market over the last year. There's been a real reversal out of them. You know, they call it a risk off moment where people that were piling into these sort of risky companies sort of have a change of heart and all of a sudden just start dumping them, not necessarily for any dramatic change in the outlook for that company, but just because, the sense is that the market's getting a little top heavy here.
Right. So almost expected. But Mike, this is also coming at a time when the Fed had just been suggesting that a rate hike was very close to coming. And then you see the disruption in these markets. And I just read one headline today that said the Federal Reserve would be nuts to raise interest rates now. What do you think?
Well, yeah, right. Obviously, the market is sending a message to the Fed that they don't think it's quite ready for a rate increase. And the outlook for a possible rate increase in September has fallen pretty dramatically. It was, the futures contracts that people trade and use as sort of the tea leaves to determine when they think the Fed is going to raise interest rates. It was above a 50% chance of a hike in September not too long ago. And now it's dropped dramatically to about a 30% chance or so. Mm. So it's clear that this turmoil in the markets, the slowdown in China, and the problems throughout the emerging markets is making people believe that the Fed will be on hold for a little bit longer.
That story never seems to go away back and forth. Mike Regan, an editor for Bloomberg News, speaking with us about big concerns driving down global stock markets around the world from the economy in China. Mike, thank you.
Thank you.